Welcome in, everybody, to another glorious edition of 410 Sports Talk. The Baltimore Ravens lose today. Of course, it's our post-game show. If you haven't already noticed, the Baltimore Ravens lose to the Indianapolis Colts 22-19.
Yeah. How about them O's, though?
That was quick. So we're going to get into it. We're here to talk about, of course, the loss. The good, the bad, the ugly, and otherwise.
Unbelievable.
But here we are after an overtime that went almost all the way down to the wire in a alternate universe where Gardner Minshew puts up a fight against a guy like Lamar Jackson. Pretty weird game in a lot of ways, Glenn, I think is fair.
Yeah.
A lot of uncommon.
Which we expected happened. With the weather.
Yeah, that definitely was a bit of an equalizer there. But I think overall, I think you guys will hear us talk a lot today about, and this is just my opinion. Glenn and I haven't said this, but I think he'll agree with me. Missed opportunities. I think this is really what it's about. I don't think the Ravens got beat by a better team.
Heck no.
Too many missed opportunities.
Dude, I mean, countless missed opportunities. I mean, you just look at overtime, and you got a handful of missed opportunities in just overtime alone, much less the rest of the game. This was one of, if not the most frustrating game I've seen in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was painful to watch at times on offense. Yep. Absolutely painful. And defense as well, in the sense that when it was time to get a big, big stop, I mean, and it sucks too, because, man, did I nail my defensive player of the game, or did I nail it?
I just want to say, you absolutely did. Like, I'm completely overshadowed here, but Brandon Stevens had two huge plays.
He did.
Down in the but dude, absolutely. Dude,
three sacks. I mean, he was all over the line of scrimmage making tackles on the running back.
What an incredible open field tackler. We're going to talk about some. I mean, outside of just the sacks, his one-on-one tackling is great. I mean, he was all over the place, dude.
Yeah, he was absolutely special. Man, yeah, we got a lot to get into here. So, I mean, I guess we'll just start.
I just want to start with what's most frustrating for me, all right?
What, the refs?
Well, yeah, we can start there. We're going to get there. I'm not going to go right there.
Okay.
I'm super upset about the fact that we are two coordinators in. Now, it's only out of the week three. But all the defensive coordinators go, okay, well, Lamar Jackson, the passing game is improved. So what's our remedy? Maybe the same thing that we did against Greg Roman. Let's just bring the house and have Lamar Jackson deal with it. And guess what happened? We got stuck at the middle of the field, just like you talked about, all in overtime. I felt like all they were doing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, just brought it and said, Lamar, deal with it. God, can't we figure this out, Glenn?
It looked like they did last week. I mean, last week it looked like they had all the answers when the blitz came. And then this week, I mean, just like you said, missed opportunities where the guy's there and the ball's thrown behind him, or the ball's there, and in Isaiah Likely's case, he drops a massive first down, as far as I remember, that would have made it a first down, or at least given us field goal range.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And then did anyone think that ball was going to be short when it left Justin Tucker's foot?
No.
No one. Like, I thought, oh, it's right down the middle.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think he was trying to put a little more air under it because of the big guys in the middle?
Well, he definitely was a bit lofty, more air under it. I don't know if that was the intent, but he definitely did get too much air under it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't even blame it on Justin. I mean, yeah, he got beat by their kicker. A guy set an NFL record, 4 field goals over 50 yards, never been done before, which is crazy to think about. Like that 2000 year, I guess field goals just weren't kicked from as far. But, man, Matt Stover had to get somewhere close to that, right? We only kicked a million field goals that year. But anyway, yeah, I mean, just that was a shocker. A lot of weird stuff that happened in this game.
First of all, Matt Gay is now known as Kicking God. I mean, this guy couldn't miss. He was at four 50-yard field goals and made them all look like a breeze right down the center of the pipe. Oh, my goodness. So freaking frustrating,
Jimbo. I'll tell you what, though. Let's back up for a second and just say that. I just want to say this. One thing that was frustrating for me was that by the time the fourth quarter and definitely overtime was being played, we were like half a team. I think Bateman went out, Ajabo went out, Stone went out and came back.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm missing someone else. Oh, Gus went out.
That's a big one.
I mean, dude, how many more people are we going to lose?
We just lost DK, so that counts. It's another
DK
one.
Went out.
DK's gone. Dang, right?
I bet you his computer. I bet you his battery just died.
Yeah, it could be. Let's get to some of these chats here. JL says defense couldn't stop the run. Why is Zay the only wide receiver getting scheme touches? No Bateman. Monken has got to respect Rashad Bateman. I will say, I mean, you got a lot there, JL, to break down. I mean, yeah. I did not expect, I know you're a Zach Moss guy, but I did not see Zach Moss getting 30 carries, A, and B, going for 122 yards. I didn't see either of those things.
He's a bell cow, man.
And then that wasn't even the best part of what he did. That wheel route, I mean, holy, perfect throw, great catch. Pat Queen was there, but doesn't make a play on the ball. And, yeah, I mean, that he was phenomenal. Zay,
had a buddy text me, said, I guess the Ravens are regretting drafting J.K. Dobbins over Zach Moss.
Well, certainly with the benefit of hindsight, but J.K. was pretty good when he was
But
you know, also JL goes, I agree. I mean, Zay, again, by far the leader in targets and receptions today, gets 10 targets, twice as much as Mark Andrews, ends up with 8 catches, which is also twice as much as the second leading pass catcher is Nelson Agholor, which is 4. The part that shocked me was at the end when we needed a big play, Devin Duvernay got his only target of the game.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic play. Kenny Moore got a hand in on it, but it just makes me wonder, like, why is that not being drawn up for Nelson Agholor or Bateman? Rashad Bateman gets 3 targets, 1 catch for just 6 yards.
Yeah.
Where has Rashad Bateman been, Jimbo?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting to watch the balance, right, within this offense. But the guy, the announcer, I think we've had him for a couple weeks now. He kept saying the same thing, players, not plays. Right. And so at what point in the game, like, it's very easy to do in basketball where you just give the guy the ball and you do this crap, right? And then you know already what's happening. No one's passing the ball and you're going to the basket, right? Like, at what point is it, at what point is it like, all right, we know who our guys are. They need the ball. Let's get the ball to 89.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, just like you said, let's get the ball to Nelly. Let's get the ball to Zay. Yeah. So it does make you wonder, because it's fun. It's nice to see the balance because it makes you unpredictable. But there are certain moments where it's like, all right, people are going to know what we're going to do and we got to just do it anyway, right? It's about execution.
I just didn't like that. And I get why you do it, because you're trying to be deceptive and you don't want the defense to know who you're targeting. But in the two biggest moments, Isaiah Likely and Devin Duvernay were the targets. And that, to me, I don't like that. Even though I like those players, I just don't like that being the go-to guy. Sean says, guys, horrible game. Yes, the offense played horrendous, but I hate to say this. Oh, come on, Sean. Don't get too emotional.
Let's not get crazy, Sean.
But I'm starting to think Tucker is slipping. Oh. He's 4-for-6 this year, and I've never seen him short with a kick. Look, the only two he's missed,
it was
were
a
absolute bombs.
Yarder.
Yeah, they were absolute bombs. Yeah,
it was a 61 shot. Sean, that's like a mile. All right. Like,
they aren't, most teams aren't even thinking that a field goal is in the cards. It's 61. Let's not get crazy. I get it. Look, I love, you know what I love about Sean? He's like a lot like you, Jimbo.
Dude,
he gets emotional,
and downs, man.
And he'll say some stuff, bro.
Yeah, my wife just said, cut Justin Tucker after he missed the field. She's like, cut him. I'm like, who are you going to replace him with?
Yeah, no. I'll keep our guy, but I was stunned to see that ball fall short.
Look,
I mean, absolutely
Glenn,
stunned.
But this is my question, right? Like, Mariano Rivera wasn't a perfect closer statistically-wise, right? Like, dude.
Tom Brady didn't complete every game-winning touchdown drive
so
in his career.
So are the Yankees, after a blown save, they're like, get Mariano out of there.
Yeah, they changed his music, too. It's not Sandman when he enters. Yeah. It's like tiddlywinks. It's like they killed everything.
I don't think so, right? Like,
Nah.
Don't worry, Sean. Look, this is the one thing, Sean.
Yeah, he called it, though. Didn't he call it?
Yeah, he did.
Sean was the only one calling the trap game. And everybody was frying him in the chat. And look, I don't know if you want to call this a trap game, because to me, it just was more about execute. It didn't look like they were, like, uninterested or anything like that. They just were, I don't know, man. They just couldn't execute. Why are all the super chats? I guess they disappear as you click. Okay, all right. He's like, I got this. Keep your hands away. All right, DK. I didn't know where you'd went for a little while. We missed you.
Did your computer die?
You called it. Dang, dude.
Okay, right out of the screen.
By the way, did you guys see? I'm sure you did. The Dolphins scored 70 points today.
Yeah.
They set the NFL record for yardage, 726 yards.
Good for the Dolphins. I don't give a crap.
No, but I just think it's funny because Sean Payton was trashing the coaching staff last year of the Denver Broncos, and then he lets 70 get dropped on him.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen a team score 70 in the NFL?
Yeah, well, and Vic Fangio, wasn't he the head coach there? Is he the DC in Miami now?
He was the DC. The head coach was the guy who's the offensive coordinator for the Jets now. Aaron Rodgers guy.
No. I thought Fangio, remember the year that he was whining?
But that wasn't when he was talking. He was talking about last year.
Oh, I got you. Oh, right. Yeah, Hackett.
Yeah. The Hackett experiment.
Yeah,
dude. Let's see.
It's hard for me to disagree with Doomgoy 94 said wasted 3.5 hours of a Sunday. It was more than 3.5 hours, I think, my man. Also, yay, more injuries. Yeah, the injuries are just, dude, whatever is happening. Like, seriously, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's not stretching or who's doing what, not doing what. Figure it out, man. Figure it out. Guys are going down like dominoes, dude. It's just ridiculous.
But I mean, at the same point, these are game day injuries. Like, I can't even blame. Like, if these were preseason or training camp issues these are just freak injuries, bad luck. Like, you can't blame the training staff for Gus Edwards getting a concussion.
I will.
But first of all, I didn't know it was possible for Gus Edwards to have a concussion. Well, I thought he was the juggernaut.
Yeah, so, but he played after that.
And then really? He got a couple.
They grabbed him and took him off.
Because he was probably like, his eyes were probably going like this or something.
But I think what it is the person saw the play. You'd remember it.
I remember where he took a couple pops.
Yeah.
Where he was standing up. I remember the play exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but he played a couple plays after that. But the eye in the sky probably was like, there's no way this dude doesn't have a concussion.
Yeah, Devin says their D-line ate us alive. Rush defense was gassed. Run defense. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we knew that was their strength coming into this game, and it certainly made its presence known. I will say, disappointed in Zaire Franklin. Is that his name? The leading tackler for them, the guy leading the tackle.
Yeah. When he grabbed his ankle.
Dude, lifting his ankle up high like that. That's just trying to get somebody hurt, dude. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Really stupid.
That's a dirty play.
It's unnecessary. It's tasteless. Sean Pistol, I'm not saying cut him, but Tucker's never short on a kick. I literally couldn't believe my eyes.
Look,
the last 61 yarder he hit was in no weather and it hit the crossbar. So, I mean, he was only a few inches of being short on that one too, right? If there's any wind there, he would have been short.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just tough, but I get it though. I mean, he's got to hit it. Got to hit it, man.
Yeah. I mean, we're just so used to it. Unfortunately, with success comes expectations, and there's just different expectations for him. Literally in anyone in the league. And so, but he wants that. I'm sure, you know, he'll tell you that. My whole thing is, Jimbo, how is it that, tell me if I'm crazy, did the Kenyon Drake fumble completely
destroy
the game for us? Like, how do you come out? You go 12 plays, 80 yards, 6.5 minutes for a tutty, look absolutely sensational. And then you start the next drive picking up where you left off. Gus goes for 9 yards on first down. Then Mark Andrews goes for 20 yards on the next play on second down. Then he hits Kenyon Drake for 24 yards, only to be stripped by the healthy scratch Juju Brents, their second round pick from last week. This guy, and after that, we looked like we didn't know how to play offense, Jimbo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. I mean, it just sucked the life out of the entire offense. They did not rebound from that. And then wasn't the next drive the fumble, the Lamar fumble?
Yeah. And the fumbles have got to stop. But you know what?
Gotta stop.
What the flock is right. I look, I'm not on here. I mean, we rarely bash the refs. Like, rarely bash the refs. I saw that face mask call immediately when it happened. And when the flag came, I went, yay, we got the flag. I didn't see the block in the back. I thought that flag was for the – I mean, his whole head got turned.
Yeah, let me ask you, though, does one negate the other in that scenario?
It would have, but it would have given him another opportunity at third down.
Oh, because it's a replay.
It would have been a replay. So at the very least, they're trying again from third down, and it's just like, and then how do you not call a PI?
I know. That was the crazy one. That was
he turned his whole body.
Yeah, that was insane. And you got to know, too, as a referee, it's very – okay, look, I'm sorry to make all the comparisons, but anytime you know – that if you're switching on a screen, you got a big guy in front of you, he's going to want to get handsy with you.
Yeah.
Right? Same exact thing. You got to know your referee. There's a linebacker on the shiftiest guy on the field. Yeah, in the league, but certainly on the field. There's no way he's not getting his hands all over him. There's no way. So you're going to tell me just Zay Flowers, his own body contorted itself that way? No.
Crazy.
What are we doing here?
Now, look. The Ravens deserve to lose this game, by the way, they played. They did. They did not play well. But if they got one of those two calls, they win the game. So it's not like where I'm saying that, oh, they cost them the game. The Ravens cost themselves the game. But you can also agree and address the fact that if those calls are made, even one of them, it changes the entire game. YPC Drow says no team came back and win when they fumble four times. Don't matter what happens during the game, bad calls or not, 100% right. I mean, how do you fumble the ball four damn times? A couple of them, just horrible ball security. Horrible.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. It's like, oh my gosh. So it's like when you learn one new thing, it knocks the old knowledge out of your brain. Right? Like
it looked so good last week, man.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, now I figured out all these other things. Let me forget that, you know, when I was in first grade, I figured out how to hold a football.
So frustrating, man. Mm.
Yeah, Sean Pissers, I literally had the same look when Cundiff missed. Yeah.
Yeah, stakes were a little different, but yeah.
Yeah, man, this was just a brutal one. You know, I just want to back up and say a couple things, and Colts fans are going to hate that I say this, but I don't care. If you look at this game, we're 2-1. The Colts are also 2-1, but I believe that this year, by the time we get to double digits in weeks, we're going to be talking about two different teams on two different trajectories. I still obviously believe in the Ravens. They need health, and we need to prove something. I'm not saying that, but I'm hoping that the Ravens can look at this game and learn from it, move on from it, and we can see them snap back this week, right? Like, I still think the Ravens have all the ingredients they need to make a deep run in the playoffs, but holy crap, man, like, Super Bowl winning teams generally don't lose games like this. So we've got to figure out how to get over the hump when things maybe aren't working as we planned, right? Like when weird things are happening, when you get adversity, when you get injuries, if you're going to make a run, you got to figure out how to get through those things. So, while I think the Colts are just in a different scenario as a team right now.
Yeah, Massey says, Deshaun back in form. Relax, Massey. One game. He's looked trash until this game, but okay.
Well, Browns defense giving up like less 80 yards than 10. Backwards.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that clip from Deshaun Watson today when he gets sacked, but he literally threw the ball 15 yards backwards.
Yeah.
So let's not give him his roses just yet. But the defense is playing well. Yeah, the Ravens offense is not firing. But again, for all of last game and the first quarter of this game until that Drake fumble, they looked unbelievable, dude. Like, remember, at halftime, Lamar Jackson did not have an incomplete pass. Insane. We just kept fumbling the damn ball, so we couldn't do nothing. I still feel great about this division. Like, the Bengals, to me, are in huge, huge trouble. Huge trouble. They're 0-2. There's no way Burrow's playing this week. I don't care how much time he's limping. If they play him, they're idiots. They're absolute morons for playing that guy if they risk injury again. The Steelers are done to me. I don't think they have a quarterback.
Yeah, they're in absolute panic mode with Kenny Pickett.
And then, the Browns had a good game. Go look at what Ford did in replace of Chubb. He had a couple tutties, but he had like 10 carries for 14 yards. That's going to catch up to them eventually. So, they caught some teams by surprise. They caught the Tennessee Titans by surprise because people probably weren't really sure what their game plan would be in the absence of Nick Chubb. Let's see if they can consistently put up these kinds of numbers offensively.
Yeah, Tone the Virgo says, I wonder at what point did Minshew get tired of seeing number 14 in PI? Should have been called in OT. Dude.
He was so good, man. He was so good. And remember?
So incredible.
I even mentioned, like, that, you know, the loss of Ardarius, it would force him back down into his role.
Yeah.
Don't take him out of that role, dude. He is too effective. He's so good as a blitzer. I mean, we got to leave him in that role, man. I don't want to see him playing way, way back, dude.
Yeah, is there any way we can just if Geno Stone, I know he came back in the game, but if he does have some injury that we find out later, is there any way we can just call the Jets?
Yeah, and who are we going to get?
Just get Chuck Clark to come on back
down? He's hurt, remember?
Oh, is he hurt?
Hey, he tore his knee in the offseason, man.
Oh, there we go. Can't even do that. Great. Even our, even, you know, even the guys that have hung out here for a little bit are hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's hurt, Jimbo. It ain't just us. Doomgoy, this game should be studied for signs. I don't think they should watch the tape at all, Doomgoy. I think they should ball this garbage up and throw it in the trash and never look at it again. It was, oh, man, tough to watch. But I tell you what, we got to give a couple guys credit. I'm going to start with Jadeveon Clowney. That guy is a absolute problem. I mean, him in the passing, you know, as a pass rusher has been awesome. But
man, how strong is Jadeveon Clowney? Like, dude, I think
he
people
stacks, bro.
Because he's not like he's got a long leg.
Yeah,
he's got long limbs for his position. So like, he doesn't look he's not bulky looking, but dude, he mauls people and just throws guys.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, he's so physical.
Yeah, yeah, he is. And then they end up with three guys with double-digit tackles this game, Jimbo. Roquan and Patrick Queen are no surprise with 13 and 11.
Yeah, look, yeah, that wheel route, though.
Yeah, I know. But look, that's a lot to add. That was a perfect throw, awesome catch, and you're asking your linebacker to run with him.
The only thing I'll say with that is that it is a running back running a route here. You're not defending a guy that's, you know what I mean, that's out there running a perfect route. This is a running back coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's my only if that would have been a tight end or a wide receiver, I would have given him a little more grace, but like, I think I should be able to expect for Pat Queen to keep up with a running back running a wheel route.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And he did. He just didn't play the ball well.
Yeah.
Just
played the ball horrendously. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, he never found it. Adit says, the only good thing happened today is that the Orioles' magic number for home field dropped to just 3 games. The ref has to have had better situational awareness on that missed PI. Why have we not gotten to the point where we can challenge penalties?
Challenge a PI.
You should be able to challenge whatever the hell you want with those flags. Yeah. You get what? A couple opportunities to throw that damn flag?
It's stupid.
You should be able to challenge whatever the hell you want to challenge. If they miss a call or make a horrible call, why is that not challengeable? It's so goofy to me.
Yeah, it's dumb. Well, it's the same reason why there's not technology in the ball on the first yard line. Or depending on guys that probably need cataract surgery. Right. To spot the ball. Really?
So dumb.
You're at my dad's age.
Yeah, they can't keep up with these guys. Not even close.
You got like a hip, you know, one hip replacement, two knee replacements, and three cats. And you're like, the ball was exactly there. No, yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, look at what tennis has. Tennis has that technology where they can tell if a sliver of the ball touched the line. Like, we, and yet, like you said, we're relying on 60-year-old guys.
Could you imagine Mr. Pierney out there in an NFL game trying to call a ball? Knocking Pierney, he's a hell of a referee, but that's just a lot to ask.
That's a lot to ask. But let me tell you, them coaches would be in line if Pierney was out there. Pierney don't play, bro. You want a flag? Coach! 15, coach! He'll get you. YPC Drew says, if you didn't fumble 4 times, you wouldn't lose. Yeah, I mean, look, my key to the game offensively, Jimbo, I really nailed it in this preview. Don't hurt yourself. Yeah. No self-inflicted wounds. And what did they do all day? Nothing but drop passes and penalties and fumbles and
this was aggravating. This was late season last year's Ravens.
Yeah, but the refs too. I mean, that missed. Dude, how do you miss his helmet snapping to the side?
Dude.
How do you miss that?
Yeah.
And by the way, who else thought it was over when we got the safety, right? Like,
yeah. This game
And then also, I got to say it. And my nephew Tyler mentioned it when he texted me, so I'm going to give him a little love here. But if Zay Flowers doesn't catch the fair catch on the ensuing punt, if he runs the ball for 3 seconds, he takes out the 2-minute warning. It kills one of their opportunities to stop the clock, and the game would have been over right there just by him running. He caught a fair catch with 20 yards in front of him with 3 seconds before the 2-minute warning. Now, I'm not going to bag on Zay because he's a young guy.
And I think he was
even back there and not Devin Duvernay?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what Zay was just told. He was just being told what to do. Like,
yeah, why is Devin Duvernay out there? He's our all pro.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think it was I think that was coach. I think even if Devin's out there, he's going to say the same thing. I think he thought that was.
Think about it. You kill 3 seconds. You eat that time stoppage. And now they have one timeout.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I feel like as frustrating as that was, we should have just gotten the first down.
Yeah, right.
Get the first down, dude. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I agree with you. Obviously, like the details are important, but when you just line up and play, get the 10 yards offense. Yeah, it's like, I know it. You know, so it's tough. Damon says, Minchum says, I'm with you, Jimbo. Brandon Stevens is always so close, but yet so far, I hate to love him. Yeah, Brandon's a tough one. I mean, look, I don't know what the stats are. All I know is that I think of two plays, you know, positive, and I had to. Obviously, the catch in overtime was not great. I thought he played it about as well as he could. He just simply was up against a guy that was 6'4" who made an incredible catch, who high pointed it perfectly, right? And then, but the play to Pierce over, was that also in overtime? No, I think that was in the fourth quarter that he made, where Pierce already made the catch like at the 3 or 4 yard line, and he stuck his hand in there and he knocked it out. And yep. Then the tackle on fourth down where he knifed in there,
yeah,
and tackled the running back. Not many corners.
I thought he had his best games I've ever seen personally.
Yeah. Not many.
I know everybody's hating on him. Come on.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
that catch that Pittman made.
Perfect. That was a perfect catch. Dude.
My man Stevens was removing his helmet
right
as he's catching it, and then Gino pops him, and somehow that dude hung on to the freaking ball, dude. That was a crazy catch, dude. Hold on, did we even read that, by the way?
Which one?
Oh, we did. Okay. Making sure I couldn't remember if we read that last one. Oh, there you go. Speaking of my nephew Tyler, shout out to Tyler.
Hey.
Embarrassing. Yes. Oh, let me tell you, Tyler was feverishly texting me during this game. We need to live and die by the sword on these types of games, like the good teams. Give the ball to our best players. A 23-year-old lost this game. I guess he's talking about the Zay thing, or is he talking about Isaiah Likely?
He followed up with John. To tell him not to fair catch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's surprising with John's background as a special teamer that. Because that is such a key point, dude. That clock stoppage was so huge. Point. I'm really surprised because usually
see what John says about that, because
I hope he's asked.
Yeah, and I think that. Yeah, I wonder if he was just already assuming. Well, whatever. I don't know what the clock was at before he kicked it. You know, he thought it was going to be 5 seconds. You know what I mean? By the time Zay gets to it, whatever the average hang time is, or I don't even know if he thought that it was in play, like the idea of catching it 2:01.
Yeah.
Her catching it, you know.
Yeah, and it could have been one of those things where, like, they thought Dev was going to run out there and then something happened where he couldn't. And they're like, all right, Zay, just go out there and catch it.
Right. Yeah.
Could have been something that simple.
Something like Little League-ish stuff where he's like.
Because they know Zay can catch it. Like, he's done that.
Oh, right. And DK's right. Clock starts when you receive. That's a good point, too. So it was already at. Right.
Yeah, because it was a safety. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like a traditional punt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I know I'm an emotional Sean Pitts. I know I'm an emotional fan, and I really don't mean the Justin Tucker stuff. He's so a star fan. I can't believe so. Sean, man,
I love it.
We got to hang out sometime because
I know
Glenn knows this whole thing that I go through, man. Well, I'll just say something, and I'm like, dang it, you know what? Now I feel bad.
That's why Jimmy can't tweet during the games.
Dude, only when we're winning.
We won't let him do it because he'll say some wild. It's just the same reason that Bashotti's not at the game or, you know, doesn't make contact, because I'm sure he'd say some things out of frustration that you don't mean, disappointment. But yeah,
a lot of fans. You know what Bashotti would do for real, though? He wouldn't say anything. He would just pick up the phone, and there'd be some new dude on his phone named Bobster Tony, and he would just make the call.
Bobster
just
go, Tony.
Just emotionless, just like, it's time. And just put the phone down, right? And then that's it. And then you see this big Italian dude just, whack! And it's over for somebody. Like, just
It looks like somebody said in the chat that John was asked about the last second play. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, he thought the clock was at 1:58, and then it was changed. So it was some confusion there. Yeah, I'm not sure what these refs were up to. The refs were absolutely garbage today. Assad says, so upset. LJ and Harbs need to be better situationally. Absolutely agree. I mean, look, as good as LJ played last week, he had some rough moments. I mean, not just the ball security, but he's throwing behind guys in big time situations. I mean, oh man, you can't have that many opportunities with such good field position with the game on the line and go backwards. You just can't do it, man. That sack at the end when he tried to throw the ball with his left hand, you cannot take that sack, Lamar. Throw the ball away before that. You cannot, dude. That was so bad to take that sack, dude. It killed all momentum because right before that, we had a nice play to Melvin Gordon. We're moving the ball. We're on the brink of getting in field goal range and giving Tucker a chance to redeem himself so Sean don't cut him. And then that happens.
Yeah, ultimately, I think, like, it's like you said, I mean, the Ravens deserve to lose. Like, the play call wasn't great. Clock management wasn't great. Like, turnovers, quarterback play wasn't great. I don't think there was anything the Ravens did great except 14. Kyle Hamilton played historically well today. Like, other than that, I think everything was below average.
Well, I'll give Clowney. He played well. I thought Clowney played well in just, you know, despite the fact he didn't have a lot of numbers by the end of the game, I thought he played pretty well. And then, like I said, Brandon Stevens, I'll give him some credit. I thought he fought his ass off. Max says Kohler over likely next week, please. Man, that was tough, man.
So everyone talked about how exciting, how excited we were about likely to take the next step. Kohler being in there, Kohler being the next Mark Andrews, and Mark Andrews being out of here. Like,
who said by the way?
Yeah, good old Kadri. What's up, Kadri? No, but seriously though, I mean, we talked about this team potentially having the deepest tight end room in the NFL.
Yeah.
And at this point, number two and number three have done nothing of consequence.
Nope.
I think that's fair to say.
Oh, for sure.
Nothing of consequence. So we need those guys to step up. If not, let's bring Vokolek in. Shoot, forget it. If you're just going to drop him, dump some off to old Patrick Ricard, man. At least he's going to catch the rock, dude.
Nobody wants to tackle that guy.
I'm not saying I want him running routes like Isaiah Likely. I'm not crazy, right? But you understand what I'm saying, right? We want guys that are going to make an impact. These guys aren't making – they're not moving the needle. They're not.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, also we saw kind of the return of – look, we talked about it in a game like this, turnovers – who wins the turnover battle is going to be a huge indicator of who wins the game.
Yep.
And we lose – I mean, you come out and you just turn the ball over like crazy, man. It's so frustrating.
Does the safety count as a turnover?
It shouldn't. I mean, it should, but it doesn't.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is because so we didn't turn over a Gardner Minshew then, right? Because we had the other opportunity at the fumble.
Zero. And we had two fumbles. Dude, two big fumbles.
Moon's got to realize this is a split second thing. I'm splitting hairs here, but Kyle was already on the ground, right? Like, just you got over ambition. Remember when I think Peanut did the same thing years ago? He wanted to pick it up and run with it. I forgot who it was. It was already all over on the ground. So he basically, you know, they stripped one another of the opportunity to possess the football.
Yeah. Man, appreciate it, Mini Raw. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And DK, if you've got an actual comment, okay, cool. How do you not allow Justin Tucker to redeem himself? Was that one for the 65 yarder?
Well, I think if Lamar doesn't take that sack at the end where he's trying to left hand the ball out of bounds, he would have had an opportunity. But you lose 10 yards on that play, you're forced to burn a timeout. And, you know, it just totally destroyed all the momentum and all the forward motion the Ravens had. It was absolutely frustrating. It's a shame, too, because Lamar had his best day on the ground by far. I mean, this guy goes over 100, has 2 yards on the ground. That first rushing touchdown, I didn't see the window. Not from broadcast.
Only Lamar did. Only Lamar did.
Crazy. He slides in. I mean, it's just amazing how that first quarter went and how the rest of the game went. It was like two different teams played. It was absolutely frustrating. Oh, man. This one's yours, Jimbo.
Okay, let's see it. Azel Thorne says, don't forget the missed first. Wait, what? Don't forget the missed first by Likely.
Yeah, when he dropped that ball.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I just didn't
do it.
Missed first down. Yeah. I mean, you're right, Azul. This is you're absolutely right. I mean, the catch was there and it was a beautiful throw. It was thrown right in the pocket. The only
perfect throw.
The only guy that could get that ball was Isaiah Likely.
Yep. And in a time when your quarterback just got done missing a nice, easy throw, you got to make that catch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then later on, that throw to it was like a baby, easy little route across the middle. From Zay. You can't miss that throw, dude.
It was interesting, though. I think that Zay did one of these. I feel like I don't know what the situation was. You're right. You can't miss that stuff. But I mean, they're only 3 weeks in playing together, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to grasp onto anything,
it's
right?
Crazy you lose this game against that team, dude.
Just makes me think of when Torrey Smith took the ball to the helmet from Joe Flacco in like preseason game two, way back his rookie year. Like they're still getting adjusted to the
And maybe it was like an option thing where he could have stopped or kept going. He kept going. Lamar thought he was going to stop. It could have been that. But either way, those guys got to link up. Isaac says that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Ravens' annual frustrating September game loss they should have won. Shake my head. Yeah, I mean, it seems like they always have that game. And this is probably what Sean Pisker was predicting when he said, you know, a kind of a trap game. Yeah, they always have one of those games where they just play down to the level. And it absolutely makes you scratch your head. The fact that the Colts had more time of possession in this game by a pretty decent margin.
Oh, it's insane. The way you, like you said, with the way the first quarter went.
Like, it's crazy. Just, it makes no sense to me, man. And then, you know, this team went from being like, it's just crazy to me. I know Gus was out, but all of a sudden, like, we couldn't pick up short yardage. It's just.
And I tell you what, though, Melvin Gordon played valiantly.
Yeah, I thought he played better than I was expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting a net zero out of Melvin Gordon, but he actually had some pepper in his jack today. And, you know what I mean? Like,
is this a new one, dude?
You never heard
by the way, before? He did average only 3 yards a carry, but
he had that big catch.
That big catch in the 12 yard catch that got him.
I was going to say, and he had the one run off to the left, I think it was for like 9 yards or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he had some big plays, and he didn't fumble. That's the most important
thing. Yeah, big thing. Every time I was like, don't fumble.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
Pisker says, Jimmy, I'll hang out anytime. I don't know where you're at, Sean, but maybe we'll hang out sometime.
I think he's in the South. Florida? I think he's in the South somewhere. Yeah,
I think he's told us before. Yeah.
All right, Tyler. He says, 2-1. If we win the division games, we will forget. But, man, this offense needs to figure it out. Defense was fantastic as usual. I'm not worried. Us and Chiefs, our same record. Fins are the only threat. I'm assuming that's what he meant, Fins. Yeah, yeah. Fins put up 70. That's, and they're the only team left now that the Ravens have lost in the AFC that's undefeated. Now they're 3-0. So, man, one got away, man. Like, I guess if we recalibrated kind of how we thought, like, and we would have won this game and the Texans game, we lost a nail biter to a healthy Bengals team. It may have been different, but you win that Bengals game, man. You got to win this game, man. It kind of means that last week didn't mean as much because you're still ended up 2-1 at the end of three games, which is what most people predicted.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a frustrating game. I guess, all right, Iberorama.
But I also, okay, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, should not have been in a position to lose this game that we know, however, can refs start getting fines like players after the games? Yeah, that'd be interesting. See how things
all change. They get their ability to do playoff games and Super Bowls taken away. That's what happens if you play poorly.
But you're right, Glenn. I don't understand how you don't need to up the amount of challenges.
No.
You need to up the plays that can be challenged.
Right. It wouldn't. And they're like, it'll slow the game down. Really? Because they still have the same amount of flags tucked into their sock.
Yeah.
Like, it is absolutely bull crap. But yeah, I mean, you're right. We should not have been in position to lose this game. But the refs did absolutely help the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh my god!
There's just no doubt about it. You know they did.
Ugh, who was paying who? That's what I want to know. Tyler says, last one. Stevens is amazing. Just zero ball skills. Fantastic player. No ball skills. Yeah,
but he did. Yeah. He did get his hands on a couple today. Had two pass breakups, big time plays, and even I'll say it again. That Pittman catch was absolutely stupid.
It was amazing. What are you supposed to do in that scenario?
I mean, he was like, literally, his helmet was like up here. Like, his face mask was up here by the time the ball – I think he may have caught that ball without even looking at it.
Right. Yeah, no, his eyes – I feel like his eyes were already closed, and the ball was just like a foot or two away from it. You know what I mean? It was all memory, like muscle memory and reaction. And – oh, he said – Tyler says, I lied. We should have let Tuck do the 62. Weird behavior by the staff. Was it a 62?
Well, he just missed a 61 where he was short by 5 or 6 yards.
I tell you what, if it was 62, I let him bang it too because he ain't missing it.
But we don't know, like, was it raining? Like, I couldn't tell from the broadcast what the weather was like half the time, whether it was raining or it had stopped raining. Because I know sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't. I don't know, man. But yeah, you'd like to see him get an opportunity at 62. It is Jay Tuck, but that's a bomb in Baltimore on a rainy day with a lot of humidity in the air. I don't know, man. That's a hell of a boot, dude. But if anyone can do it,
Gay said it looked like Gay was just fine.
He was, dude. He was kicking his ass off, bro. Everything right down the middle, had plenty of room to spare.
Yeah. Sean Pitsky said, Jimmy, I live in Western Maryland. Nice. Guys, I'll finish with this. This team wasn't going to go 17-0, but we always seem to drop games we shouldn't. I know they'll get this cleaned up. I hope you're right. We do always seem to drop games we shouldn't. Some of this, we got to get healthy, dude. We got to get healthy. Like, is Marlon coming back? And when?
That's what I mean, dude. Because like, if not, what the hell is he doing not on IR?
I'm not saying Marlon shouldn't have a life, but, man, the dude is doing all kinds of fun things except practicing football. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe he's out there working really hard. Look, I'll never say Marlon's not a hard worker. He is. Like, I don't think you just wake up looking like Marlon Humphrey as a corner. Marlon Humphrey can work.
I woke up like this.
Right. Yeah. I know he's got, you know, a great pedigree, but ultimately you can tell he's in the gym. I just want to know what's going on, dude. Are we getting someone back here? Anyone, please. Like, can we get some help?
Yeah. No, I mean, they have 7 starters out. That's insane. By week
after 3, today's game, wouldn't it be 11?
Oh yeah, because you lose more. Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. Massey, I mean,
you got Ajabo, Gus. Who else went out? Stone also starter, and he came back in.
Yep. Thank goodness. We cannot afford to lose that guy.
No, and I'm forgetting somebody, but
let's see. Massey says the first possession in overtime after a great punt return, and almost already in Tucker's range. What would you have done different in that series? Run the ball on third? Well, first and foremost, you can't take the sack. I believe that was that drive, if I remember correctly. You can't take a sack there. It's absolutely unbelievable. But what I would have done, for one, I would have liked to see similar what we saw Devin Duvernay last week when he had those two jet sweep type runs where it was pretty wide open. I wouldn't mind seeing that. Get the ball. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is just short, get the ball out of his hands. I love when they ran streaks and then they ran Nelson across as a crossing route. I love that kind of play. Clear it out and just run a nice little crosser underneath. That's all we needed was a couple yards. They were already so damn close. Now, Jimbo, as frustrated as I am, I'm kind of glad to see this reaction. I'm glad to see this because Rashad Bateman said that negativity ain't going to work on me this year. We're going to bounce back. I love.
Yeah.
To see that, Jimbo.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, that means he's bought into the system. I think he's excited about the system and the prospect of getting opportunities. Yeah, yep. Bates is. I mean, yeah, he looks smooth out there. He needs more shots.
Just give him the ball.
Yeah.
I'm
excited to talk to Cole about what could potentially be happening there from an all 22 perspective. Is there something we're missing? Is he not getting open? Is it, you know. But let's not forget, I still think it's fair to say he's still ramping up.
Yeah.
Still ramping up. I mean, see, he's missed a lot of time. A lot.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Like, even if these guys, when they come back, then you got to be worried that, you know, like, can they get through practice? Can they get, you know, it's just it's going to be a lot of worry. But let me see here. Somebody made a point that after the big kick return, let's see. That was the field goal. I'm trying to find that play where the Ravens had the big kick return and then went. Oh, yeah. Incomplete pass short to Kenyon Drake on first down from your own 46. And then pass short to Andrews for 7 yards. So you got 3rd and 3. And that's when it was the incomplete pass to Likely. So I can't even really be mad if this is the correct drive at the play calling because the ball was there, hit Likely right in the chest, and the ball falls short. And then right after that, they go for it on 4th down to Zay Flowers. And that's when he missed Zay and Zay was tapping his chest saying, my bad. Who knows? It's frustrating. God. Happy birthday, by the way, to my son. It's his birthday. party. So shout out to Cam.
That's what the kids are in the. That's the. I hear some kids in the background momentarily, like in and out. Oh,
there was a lot of people in my house today, Jimbo. It was absolutely insane. Because of the weather, it's tough to be outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Shout out to Cam. Happy birthday. Doomgoy94 says, how many injuries is too many to win? Glass cannon. Yeah, you start to wonder, right? But the thing I'll say is that from an IR perspective, we know about Ardarius Washington, who I'm still confused about his situation because it was initially right to IR, then it was he's getting evaluated. Now is he back to like he's out?
I think he's out now. Yeah.
Is he okay? So there was like this back and forth. But and then Marcus Williams has decided to try and make a comeback. Has anyone else hit IR? Oh, and JK, right? But outside of that, the other injuries we have are guys that you're hoping are two, 4 to 6 week type injuries, right? So we'll see, man. We'll see. We just want him back sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And we got a big matchup, you know, within the division for the, if I'm not mistaken, we're both 2-1, right? Us and the Browns both beat the Bengals. Yeah, anyway, so we're both 2-1, and then now they're 1-1 in the division. We're only 1-0.
Yep.
But either way, you know, this is a huge game coming up next week. Are we getting anyone back?
I certainly hope Marlon is on the way back. I mean, I just don't get why he was not put on IR. I cannot understand it, dude. If you're not going to be practicing and be back by week 5 at the very latest. Yeah. I mean, at the very early – I mean – week 4, I should say, at the very latest, because if not, then you could put him on IR, and he'll be back in week 5 anyway. But, yeah, I hope that – I mean, when's Linderbaum going to be back? Like,
yeah,
you know, I think Mustafa had his hands full today. I thought he did what you would – as much as you could hope for a guy who's a clear backup. But I think that front for the Colts certainly won the day. I mean, with that, their linebackers were running everywhere. Their defensive line was wreaking havoc, and – yeah, we need some of the big ones. Now, McCary got beat pretty good today on the early play, which ended up being a sack, and I think that was the forced fumble. So, yeah, man, they got to get healthy, Jimbo. No doubt about it.
Yeah, well, let's keep going with the losses. Let's move on to our over-under real quick. It's just Quan says, we go up 3 and get conservative like we up 14. Attack the Colts secondary. It's like we get scared. Those Falele plays made it so predictable.
Oh, I know.
Spread them out. Yeah. And they weren't even well executed. They're stupid. They look dumb.
Yeah, like frustrating, man. You let that guy come from the backside completely untouched to wreck the play.
With 6 offensive linemen in the game. And I think and right Ricard was in the game.
Yeah. Oh, and Ricard was in the fullback position.
Yeah. So it's like you got basically 7 guys, 300 pounds plus out in front of you, one that's pushing 400. You can't create a human wall. Like,
no. And then they forgot to seal the backside. It's just... it's just Quan said, oh, did we say that?
I just read that one.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right. You want to get to this? So just as you guys know, of course, we're going to get to our over under, which is competition we do every week. And we do it internally here in the show, but we also, open it to all of you guys. And so if, you know, the what's on the line, of course, is some 410 Sports Talk swag. So go ahead and all, as always, submit your answers prior to the start of the game via social media, any of the handles above Glenn's head or in the comments on the YouTube video for the pregame show. But we're getting into this one. Now, the one thing I'm going to say is that while we're moving on to the over-under, I also just want to mention that Tuesday night, we're going to talk with Cole, of course, who we're having on every Tuesday, Cole Jackson, who's our resident film expert. And, you know, make sure you come loaded with your questions because we're going to have a lot of them in regards to where were the breakdowns here when they were bringing the heat? Why isn't Bateman getting the ball? Is there something that we're missing? You know, what's the deal with the non holding call? Things like that. So that'll be fun to get into. Make sure you join us on Tuesday night. But all that being said, let's get into these competition results, DK, and we will we'll end this thing out. Let's roll it. All right.
This one was going for way over until the injury, Jimbo.
Yeah, Gus Edwards rushing yard, 69.5 was the line. We all chose over, and we were all wrong because he got his bell rung. And he ended up with 51 yards. Yeah. Shout out to Gus Edwards, though, still averaging 5.2 a carry for his career. We all saw the list on the screen that he's keeping good company with. Just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
30 years from now, people are going to be like, who was this Gus Edwards guy?
Hopefully he'll be here to tell him, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll take out my dentures and be like, well, let me tell you, son. I'll tell you.
That's right. He's better than Najee, right?
Oh, dude. Najee's not going to be anywhere on that list.
Dude, Warren is taking his snaps right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely
love
snatching them. All right, so we are all wrong on the first one. Let's move on to the second over-under here. What do we got? Lamar Jackson completions. Over-under 26.5. He only ends with 22, so it is under.
How many drops did we have today?
Had a few, but we also had some misses from Lamar. Like, if you had the misses and the drops together, he certainly would have gotten to that number. But let's see. Jimbo says over. Me and DK both agree and say under. So me and DK have the early lead. We're up 1-1 to nothing over, over Jimbo here. All right, let's move on to our first defensive over-under. Ravens tackles for lost, 2.5, over-under. They end up with 4. We were all correct in predicting that they would have at least 2.5 tackles for loss. So we all got that one right. So let's see. It's 2 for me, 2 for DK, 1 correct prediction for Jimbo. Let's
Didn't I say this? Oh, yeah. Right. This is my first one that I got right.
This is the first one you got right.
Ooh, yeah, not a good day in the office.
Now let's move on. Last one. Colts turnovers, 1.5. We all said, me and you said under, Jimbo, and we were correct. They had 0 turnovers. DK said over, so he was wrong on that one, which means tiebreakers are not necessary. The G-Man regains his rightful place at the top of our internal show competition.
Wait.
With a win. And you know, look, I'm only upset that I can't share this win with my Ravens because I think all the chat would have been a little bit more excited had I won and the Ravens won too. But this is obviously a somber day, and so I'm not going to get a lot of excitement, and I get it. But all is right in the universe, at least in 410 Sports Talk world with me back on top.
Well, you won this week. You're not on top.
Well, for this week, year. I am. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Congrats. You got one, Glenn.
Yeah. Winner, winner. Total points, over, under. Again, I was correct. Jimmy was wrong. I said over. I said under. Jimmy says over. They end up going 3 points under the 44 total. And then yards. Now, this is where Jimbo surprisingly got the win here.
We played 5 quarters of football.
Yeah, it's true. If we didn't play 5 quarters,
Imagine if the Dolphins played 5 quarters of football today.
Hang, Louis. Yeah. No, guys, don't say it, guys. They're saying I'm bad luck when I win, the Ravens lose.
That's right. Don't say it.
No.
That's right.
No.
That's right. Glenn is the kiss of death.
No.
Second tiebreaker, of course, total yards for Ravens, closest to the pin. The number was, let's see. Oh, right. It's close to the pin. What am I doing? The actual number is 364.
Yep.
So if it does go into tiebreakers for you guys, then that will be the second tiebreaker, the score being the first one. So, DK, of course, will let us know who won by Tuesday. But as far as the internal show goes, congrats, Glenn, for getting the victory. We will, DK and I will be back next week.
To lose again.
Yeah. History says otherwise. But I think
that's think there was one more. Let me get this.
Oh, super chat?
Yeah, we had a couple in here. Oh, nice. It's just Quan says, Keaton will be our leading back when he gets back. Well, no. I tell you what, they need him back.
They
because
do.
Imagine him and Gus together. That thunder and lightning is going to be, I think, quite fun to watch. Now, look, I'm hopeful that Justice is back as well because I thought he was playing well. But certainly Keaton's going to bring a lot when he comes back.
It's going to take a lot for somebody to bounce Gus out of the lead back role. I mean, he got his bell rung.
For sure.
Gus was playing his butt off today. But you're right, the combination of – but ultimately, Quan, I think the thing is that if there's a lead back in the Ravens' stall of back running backs, still Gus. I think that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be a combination of all of them, certainly. Mm-hmm. Dominic Cole says, poor game overall, bad play calling, bad QB play. Great game by Hamilton. Yeah, I mean, the play calling wasn't great. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
It had its moments. Poor game overall, for sure. There's no way around it. We earned and deserved to lose that football game. It is what it is.
Yep. They had it. They had it coming. And, look, the refs didn't do any help. I'll agree there. But, look, the Ravens just didn't do enough to help themselves. That's just the very bottom line.
Ooh.
Jimmy, you all right?
Dude, apparently I'm getting beat up.
Apparently you're getting roughed
up.
It's
not looking good today, dude.
You know what it is? It's the lighting, dude. It's not the right lighting for you.
Is the eyes, or am I looking pretty
you look tired.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty tired today. You got a 2-year-old that's a time difference of 3 hours. He's been waking up at 4:50 every day.
Yeah. And,
it's not great. It'll get to you.
Now, well, look, kids just let the in-laws wake up with them.
Nah, ain't happening.
You know?
Ain't happening.
Sleep in, let the in-laws take
it. Yeah, right.
But yeah.
Wrong in-laws.
Remember, we will be back just a couple days on Tuesday evening, back to another live session. Like Jimmy mentioned, we'll have our resident film expert in, Cole Jackson, to break down all the ugly tape that we just saw. And I can't wait to hear, because I saw him on Twitter. Frustration, I think, is the easiest way to encapsulate what Cole was feeling during that game. Like, absolutely frustrated. So, like a Saw movie. Dang, bro.
Oh, man. Like, what did I do?
The background, because you're like, you got like a concrete wall behind you. Well,
it's green on green, dude. It's the greenhouse, the green shirt. This is stucco.
Classic. Not
concrete.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. Yeah.
I think that's it for us tonight. We will be back Tuesday. Apparently, thank you guys. Yeah, thank you guys for joining us. We're gonna let Jimbo go get a cat nap, and
my wife's been punching me in the face.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Good night. See ya.